There are four main landscape types in Papua New Guinea: highlands, valley lowlands, coastal strips, and islands. What is distinctive about a particular place can affect every aspect of life, not just in the way people use the environment for cultivating food or providing shelter, but also in the relationships, roles, and responsibilities within the community. The environment plays a significant part in determining the culture of the people who live there. Culture can be expressed in things such as language, artistic tradition, architecture, dress, and music. But the way people relate to each other and see their identity, and importantly, what they believe in, are also vital parts of culture. In PNG, the isolation caused by geographical barriers such as mountains, rivers, or sea has been the catalyst for the development of diverse cultures with many unique features. For example, in the cultural life of the highlands people, communal sing-sings, which traditionally allowed warring tribes to put aside the differences to mark important events, are still celebrated. Part of the culture of the coastal and island people is to exchange gifts as signs of peace and generosity to neighbors. And in lowland areas around the Sipik River, a unique artistic tradition has developed. Intricately designed buildings called austambarans are set aside for ancestral spirits. And ordinary household objects are often beautifully carved, painted, and decorated. These are just a few of the ways in which distinct cultural identities are expressed in different parts of the country.